Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha, presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha's Dvarim, that is Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Now, Sefer Dvarim, also known as Mishnah Torah, is more than just a repetition or chazara of the Torah, which is what Mishnah Torah means. The entire Sefer is what Moshe Rabbeinu shared with the Bnei Israel, admonitions, exhortations, halachas, mitzvahs, encouragement, in the few weeks preceding his death. This was meant to be the most key information that they would need in their new life in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Parsha begins with veiled rebuke to the Bnei Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu was about to warn them not to be swayed by the foreign nations occupying Eretz Yisrael, and to disabuse them of the notion that there was no way that they would ever be tempted, he shared a few carefully chosen code words to remind them of the times that they fell and sinned in the Midbar. He did so in code so as not to embarrass them by stating their failures in the open. So the pasuk tells us, Eilad Dvar Moshe Dibur Moshe L'Kol Yisrael. These are the words that Moshe spoke to all of Bnei Yisrael, Be'evar Yarden, on the other side of the Jordan, and now starts the code words, Ba'midbar, in regards to the Midbar, Ba'arava, regarding the Arava, Ma'el Sof, opposite the Yamsof, Ben Parnu Ben Teufel, in between Parn and Teufel, V'lavan v'chatzeres v'dizahav, and continuing with this veiled rebuke, achadosur yom echarev derech harseir ad kadosh barnea. It takes 11 days from chayrev by way of harseir to get to kadosh barnea. So let's see Rashi to try to understand what's going on over here. Pasuk alf and Rashi el hadvarim l'vishen divrei techacha, since he's going to rebuke them umanakan kol makam shechis lufnei makam bahem, and he's counting all the different places where they angered Hashem l'fikach sasam es hadvarim yiskim b'remes. That's why he said it in code mibnei kvadin shal Yisrael, because of the honor of Klal Yisrael, he didn't want to embarrass them. El Klal Yisrael, why is it the pasuk says he spoke to everyone? If he would have only rebuked some of them, the ones that were out in the marketplace would have said, you heard from Ben Amram, from Moshe Rabbeinu, and you didn't respond by saying this and that. If we would have been there, we would have responded to him. That's why he gathered everyone and said to them, every single person is here. Call me Yashiv, anyone that has something to say, please speak up. And we said in the pasuk by Midbar. So Rashi's telling us, they weren't actually in the Midbar at that time, they were in the plains of Mayav. So Ma'al Bamidbar, what's the pasuk referring to when it says Bamidbar in the desert? Elabishvil Mashay Chisu Bamidbar. It's in regards to what they had angered Hashem in the Midbar. Sha'amru, they had said, Miutein Musenu, we would have rather gone back to Mitzrayim. Ba'arava, this is Bishvil Ha'arava, because of the Arava. Shechatu Val Pa'ar Bashitim Ba'arav Ismayev. This is talking about the sin that they did Val Pa'ar. They did Avad Uzar Val Pa'ar. This is with the Bnei Ismayev. And this is an Arav Ismayev. That's what we say, Arava, referring to Arav Ismayev. Ma'al Suf, what's that referring to? Amashah Himru B'Yamsuf, B'Vayim L'Yamsuf. They rebelled at the Yamsuf. Once they got there, Sha'amru, they had said, Hamibli and Kvarim Mitzrayim, are there not enough Kvarim in Mitzrayim? V'chein b'nosim yitoy chayam. Once they traveled, once they got out of the sea, Shenemar says in the Pasuk, V'yamru al yom b'yamsof, kidi isa b'arachin, so we see that they rebelled over there also. And when the Pasuk says, Bein parn v'ein teifel v'lovhan, Amar B'yechin, he says, Chazarno al kol mikra, we went through the entire Chumash, V'leim etzinu makam sheshmai teifel, there's no place that's called teifel, or v'lovhan. Elo chichon al dvarm shetoflu al aman shehu lovhan. He was rebuking them because they treated the man, which is white, they were teifel in it. They treated it with disdain and they didn't care about it. Sh'amru, they had said, Shinu Katsa Balach Maklekel, we don't like them on. Valmash also Midbar Paran Ade Miraglim, and the reason why it says Paran is because that's what they did in Midbar Paran. That was the Miraglim, and we all know the story about the Miraglim. And Vachatseres, what's that referring to? Bemachlukusa Shal Kairach, this is referring to Kairach, which happened near Chatseres. Davarachar, another way of understanding that Armalami told them, Hailachim Lamoid Mimasha Sisil Mir Bachatseres Bishvil Lashon Hara. You should have learned from what I did to Miriam in the place of Chatseres. She spoke Lashon Hara, and she had Saras, Vatem Midbartem Mokem, but you spoke negatively against Hashem, and you didn't learn from what happened in Chatzeres. V'di Zahav, what does this mean? Ha'chichon alo Egel, he rebuked them about the Egel HaZav. She'asu b'shvil roiv Zahav she'elahem, they did it because they had too much gold. Shenamar, it says, V'kesef hebreis lehem v'zav asu l'bahal. And Pasuk Bezin Rashi, Achadus or Yom Echarev, Amar lehem Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, Re'u Masha Gramtem, see what you caused. Ein lechem derech tzara mecharev l'kadosh barnea k'derech harseir. The shortest way to get from Chayrev, from Har Sinai, all the way to Kadosh Barnea, is by going through Har Seir. And v'af hu ma'alach yud alf yom, even that takes 11 days. V'atam malach tamoise b'shleisha yomim, and you traveled it in 3 days. Shareba Esrim Be'ir Nosim Chayrev, on the 20th of Iyar, they traveled from Chayrev, Shneimar, it says in the Pasuk, V'yibashon HaShenis B'chadosh HaShenis B'Esrim B'chadosh, and B'chavtes B'Sivon, Sholchu Esrim Raglim Kadosh Barnea, on the 29th of Sivon, they sent them Raglim from Kadosh Barnea, Tzemehem Shleishim Yom, She'asu B'Kivas HaTava, take away the 30 days that they spent in Kivas HaTava, She'ochel Abasur Chayrish Yomim, because they ate the meat that was in Kivas HaTava, that was the slav for 30 days, V'shiva Yom, She'asu B'chatzeres, Lisog HaShem Miriam, and they spent another 7 days in Chatzeres, that's because Miriam had Saras, Nimsa B'Gimel Yom, Hochu Kol Esederech, it turns out that they traveled this entire journey in 3 days when usually it takes 11 if that's the shortest route. And the only reason why Hashem did this is in order to hurry you into Eretz Yisrael. And because you messed up, that's why Hashem dragged you around the Midbar for 40 years. So this was also a rebuke. But now back to Pasuk Gimel. And after this rebuke, Moshe begins a long speech which continues throughout the entirety of Sefer Dvarim, as we had said. And that's why throughout the Sefer we find Moshe Rabbeinu saying, and I said this and you said that. So the rest of this parsha is Moshe Rabbeinu recounting their travels in the Midbar, certain happenings, conversations, and their outcomes, and other parshias are going to share with us halachas, and maybe some musar, and some teichacha, and all the other things that Moshe Rabbeinu shared throughout these parshias. So now the pasuk tells us, Vahibar Arbaim Shana, it was the 40th year, Ba'ashti Asar Chodesh, Bechal HaChodesh, on the 11th month, the first of the month, Dibar Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Bnei Yisrael, Kachal Asher Tziva Hashem Oseh Aleim, like everything Hashem commanded him to tell them. And Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to them when? Acharei HaKosei Esichon Melech Amori, after they had already struck Sichon, the king of the Amori, Asher Yoshev B'Cheshbon, that dwelled in Cheshbon, and also Ve'es Og Melech HaBashan, after they struck Og Melech HaBashan, Asher Yoshev B'Ashtar's Bedrei, that he lived in this place, and Be'evar Yarden Meretz Moav, on the other side of the Yarden, in the land of Moav, Hoyel Moshe, Moshe began Be'er and Satar HaZois Lemur, explaining this Torah saying. Now let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel. Vahibar Memshana B'Ashtay Asar Chodesh B'Echel HaChodesh. Melam, this teaches us, Shelo Yechichon El Samech Lemisa, he only rebuked them right before he died. Mimi Lamad, who did he learn this from? Miyaka, from Yaakov Vinu, Shelo Yechichas Bonav El Samech Lemisa, he only rebuked his sons right before he died. Amar, he said, Ruven Beni, Ruven my son, Ani Amir Lecha, I tell you, Mipnei Maloi Chachta Kol Shana Malalu, why is it that I didn't rebuke you all these years? Kedei Shelo Tani Chene V'Telech V'Tidwak B'Esav Achi, so you shouldn't leave me and decide to hang out with my brother Esav. And Mipnei Arbar Dvar Me'en Mechichin Es Adam El Samech Lemisa. There's four reasons why not to rebuke someone except for close to a person's death. First of all, Kedei Shelo Yehe Mechich V'Chaz Mechich, so that he shouldn't be rebuking him his entire life. You say it once and that's it. V'Shelo Yehe Chavei Ro'eu Mispash Menu, and so that his friend shouldn't see him and be embarrassed. However, since he's about to die, his friend's not going to be embarrassed because after he dies, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. That's only two of the reasons Kedei Shelo Yehe Mechich. The other reasons are number three, so that the rebuked shouldn't bear a grudge, and number four, is that they should depart on peaceful terms. And furthermore, V'Chen Yeshua Lechichas Yisrael Asam Chumisa, Yeshua also only rebuked Klal Yisrael when he was about to die, and V'Chen Shmuel also the same thing. Shemar says Hinini Anuvi, and also V'Chen David Shlomo Benoy. So we see that a person should rebuke someone before they die, not before that, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is doing this now and not previously. And the next pasuk in Rashi Acharei Kaisai. Now Rashi is addressing why is it the pasuk has to tell us that this is after Sichon and after Og were killed. So Rashi tells us Amar Moshe. Moshe said to himself, Im ani mechichem kodem sheikonsu l'ksasa aretz, if I'm going to rebuke them before we even get near the land, Yomer, they're going to say, Malazel Leinu, what does this one have on us? Ma heitev lanu, what did he do good for us? Ein ba el lakantar v'limsa ila, he's only coming to incite us and to find a pretext. Shein b'koyach lachnisenu l'aretz, he's not even able to bring us into the land. L'fikach himten ad shehipol Sichon v'og lifneihem, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu waited until Sichon and Og were destroyed, v'harishim es aretzom, and they were able to take over the land, v'achakach hechichon, and afterwards he rebuked them, because he wanted to show them, I brought you so close to Eretz Yisrael, now I can rebuke you, and you're just about to go into Eretz Yisrael. And let's jump to Rashi pasuk. Hey, hoy il hischil. He started to explain it to them. Kamay hine nahay alti be eres haTorah. Explain the Torah. B'shivim loshin perishalahem. He explained to them in 70 languages. And let's go back to Chumash pasuk vav. And here is the beginning of his long speech that spans the entire sefer. Hashem lekenu diber leinu b'chayiv lemer. Hashem our God spoke to us in chayiv, meaning at Har Sinai, saying, Rav lechem shavas barazeh. You've had much dwelling at this mountain. Pnu usu lechem uvoya har meriv kol shchinov. Turn yourselves around and travel and come to the mountain of the Amori and all of its neighbors, Ba'arava, to the plain, Bahar, to the mountain, Ba'ashvelo, the lowlands, Ba'negev, the south, Ba'chayf Hayam, and the coast, Erez HaKanani Valvanon, to the land of the Kanani and Lebanon, Adonar HaGadol Nahar Pras, until the great river Nahar Pras. And this is referring to Hashem telling Klal Yisrael, now you should start traveling towards Eretz Yisrael. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav, to try to understand this a little bit. Rav Lechem Sheves, Kipshutai, you've dwelled a lot by this mountain. V'yesh Medrash HaGadol, however, the Medrash says, Harbe Gedul Lechem Usachar Al Yeshivas. You've had much greatness for dwelling at this mountain. Asisa Mishkan, you made a Mishkan, a Menorah, a Kelim, and Kibaltim Torah, you got the Torah, Menisim Lechem Sanhedrin, you appointed a Sanhedrin, Visari Alafim, Sari Meos, officers of thousands and hundreds. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, Re'ein Osat Lefnechem Es Arts, see that I have placed the land in front of you. Bayu Rishur Es Arts, come and inherit the land. Asher Nishba Hashem Lavaisechem, that Hashem had promised your forefathers, La'avram, Le'yitzchak, Le'yakiv, Lasis Lahem, to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to give it to them, Ulazar Machareim, and to all their descendants after them. And Va'imar Alechem, Ba'isa Hilaymar, and I told you that time, saying, Loi uchal vadi se'es eschem, I cannot carry you alone anymore, meaning I can't judge you alone. Hashem lekechem hir ba'eschem, Hashem your God, he has increased you. V'henchem ayoyim kekoich v'ashmayim l'roiv, and behold, today you are like the numerous stars in the sky. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, re'ein osati, be'ein nechem atem ra'im. With your eyes, you're able to see all these miracles that happened to you. Eini oimer lechem me'oimenu m'shmua, I'm not just telling you this just from my own thoughts or just from hearsay. You're able to see this, all the nisim that Hashem did for you. Bayur Rishu, ein ma'ar badavar. There's no one that objects to this. You're not even going to have to go to war to take over Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi tells us, if they had not sent the Meraglim, they wouldn't even had to bring weapons to take over Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi asks, why is it that he has to mention Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, who you already said that Hashem promised the land to your forefathers? Obviously, he promised it to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Ella Rashi tells us, Each one of the Avos alone was great enough to be able to give over Eretz Yisrael to all the descendants, and Hashem had promised it to all of them, so most definitely we're going to be able to get Eretz Yisrael. And the next pasuk in Rashi, I told you that time saying, now Rashi's explaining, why is it that we use the word lemar? Mahu lemar? Usually it says, Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe lemar. Hashem spoke to Moshe, lemar saying, meaning you should tell this over to Klal Yisrael. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu saying over here? I spoke to you at that time, lemar saying, Armalechem Moshe. Moshe was telling them, Lemme atzmani armalechem. I didn't tell it to you on my own. Elimpi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This comes from Hashem. Lo yuchal vadi. Moshe had said, I cannot carry you alone, meaning I can't judge you alone. Rashi asks, Asher Shalaya Moshe Yachal Adin Yisrael. Does that mean Moshe Rabbeinu can't judge Klal Yisrael? What does that mean? Adam Shahitzim Mitzrayim, the man that took them out of Mitzrayim, the Karl Ames Hayam, and he split the sea for them. Vahardas Amon, he brought down the Mon. Vahegis the Slav, and the Slav came because of him. Lo yuchal Yachal Adunam, he wasn't able to judge them. El Kach Armalhem, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. Hashem Lekechem Hirba Eschem. Hashem has increased you. Higdil Vahirim Eschem Adonechem. He actually made you great, and he raised you up over your judges. Hashem took the punishment that you would really receive, and he placed it on the Dayan. If the Dayan judges falsely, so the Dayan takes the fall for that, he takes responsibility for that, and not you. So actually, you've been elevated, you've been brought over, you've been raised up over the Dayanim. And Shlomo HaMelech said the same thing. Who's able to judge your heavy nation? And Rashi once again asks the same question. Is it possible that the one whom it's written about, Adam, he's wiser than every single person? That's Shlomo HaMelech. Omer, he also says, Mi yuchal lishbayt, who can judge them? Why can't Shlomo HaMelech judge the nation? This is what Shlomo HaMelech was saying. The judges of this nation are not like the judges of the other nations. Let's say a judge of a different nation, he judges and he kills someone or has them struck with lashes or he chokes them or he makes a bad judgment. So he doesn't take responsibility for that. But I, Shlomo HaMelech, if I made someone pay and really that was a false judgment, my life itself is going to be demanded. It says, so Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, I can't carry you alone, I can't judge you alone, because it's such a weighty and heavy responsibility. And now the last pasuk in Rashi, today you are like the stars in the sky. Rashi asks, were they really as numerous as the stars in the sky? There were only 600,000 people. That's not as numerous as the stars in the sky. Mahu What does that mean? Today you are like the stars of the sky. It really means that you're compared to the day. You're going to last forever and ever, just like the sun and the moon and the stars. That's what it means. You are compared to the day and you're compared to the stars in the sky. You will be around forever and ever and never be destroyed. Now we're going to stop here for the day. This is the end of the Aliyah. Now what's interesting to note is actually the next pasuk, Pasuk Yud Aleph, is the last pasuk that we read on Shabbos by Mincha and on Monday and Thursday. That's because the second pasuk, Pasuk Yud Beis, is actually pasuk that starts out with the word Eicha, and it's read in the Eicha tune. And on Shabbos, we do not want the first pasuk in the Aliyah to start out with the Eicha tune. That's why on Shabbos, we start out with Pasuk Yud Aleph and not Pasuk Yud Beis. So we're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the second Aliyah. That's with Pasuk Yud Aleph. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.